This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
Business ideas can come together for entrepreneurs in most unusual ways, and our guest on this segment is no exception. Jordan Scherer was stuck in his townhouse in Chicago with a nasty cold when his roommate, Brian Kaminsky, brewed a cup of tea. The healing effects of the tea led to a series of meetings over tea, which led to the creation of their new company, Wiseman Tea. In 2009, they incorporated, and today, Wiseman Teas are distributed to various locations across the Chicagoland area and beyond. Joining us on the line from the Windy City is Jordan Scherer. He's the owner and co-founder of Wiseman Tea. Jordan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, what is it about tea, the flavors, the energy, the health benefits that many of us, well, coffee drinkers just don't know about?
Well, there seems to be a perception about tea that really seemed to be growing in the American market, and many coffee drinkers are used to the high caffeine content, and they want that energy, that quick burst to get them going in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, tea, although it has a lower, much lower caffeine content than coffee, tea comes from a plant called Camellia sinensis, and the plant has many properties that help us focus, such as thiamine and many antioxidants that help you not only become focused, but energizing as well, and it lasts for a much longer period than coffee does. The antioxidants are being studied for many medicinal effects. A lot of preliminary research has shown that it is a very good preventative agent against cancer and heart disease and stress.
Yeah.
And so very exciting research going on around the world with tea.
So at the end of the day, coffee is a shorter burst of caffeinated energy, but the health benefits just don't extend nearly as deep as tea.
Although coffee does have some health benefits that do go along with it, tea is really a nutritional powerhouse all on its own. Very, very, it's actually the second most consumed beverage in the world behind water. And although it is gaining momentum in America, it still has a long way to go behind coffee and energy drinks and all the other energizing beverages here in America.
Jordan, I do want to circle back to the product part of this story, but also from the entrepreneurial perspective. So you're sitting there with Kaminsky, healing from this cold. You're drinking the tea. Tell us about this, the series of meetings, the conversation, the inception of the business, and how it all came together. Tell us the story of building this company from the very beginning.
Sure. I came down with a nasty cold one weekend, and I tried cough medicines and all the various cough drops and everything out there in the at the drugstore, and just wasn't feeling better. I started to feel drowsy, and nothing seemed to be working. And Brian had suggested I drink some tea. And I wasn't a tea drinker before. I thought it was bitter. I thought it was more of a elderly beverage, and I didn't really see the appeal. And
yeah.
Then I sat down, and we had a cup, and I not only felt focused and energized, but I started to feel a lot better. And the type of conversations that we would have over our daily tea time, it did become a ritual, were very enlightening. They would often be along the lines of philosophical inquiry. And we realized that many cafes and many businesses in the area continue to carry these bag teas, and grocery stores have bag teas. And the type of tea that we are drinking is called loose tea. And loose tea doesn't come in bags. It's very fresh, and oftentimes it's just picked over less than 6 months ago. And the advantage of that is the fresher it is, the higher the antioxidant content. And it's often, it's a whole new flavor and array of notes that you pick up from these teas. And so we figured out that we could take our passion and turn it into a business concept because there's a relatively low presence of this loose tea in the market. And we used our beginnings, these conversations that we were having, and we realized we picked the name Wise Man Tico because we thought that wise man is often synonymous with the type of conversations and types of enlightening feelings that we were getting from the tea.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So the passion is clear, and that's so often the case with a new business startup. But what about the bones of putting the business together? Did you guys require funding externally, or did you bootstrap it? Tell us a little bit about how the business piece came together. You've got a wonderful website there, by the way.
Thank you. And
that's www.wisemantea.com for those listening. But tell us the financial part of it. Was it difficult, and what did you encounter first starting?
The capital to start the company was relatively low. At least we had come together with a figure that was relatively low. And we initially went to our parents. We are both college students. We aren't, I guess, per se, in the real world just yet. So we didn't have a lot of funding to begin with, so we went to our parents, and they gave us a little bit of capital to get started.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started to realize the type of funding required to package it the way we wanted to, and the branding,
yeah,
and all of the campaigns we were pursuing, the figure was a little bit higher than we expected.
Okay.
So I started to pursue some outside investors. However, they wanted a large portion of the company, and we just weren't ready to do that yet.
Yes.
So eventually we both went back to our parents, and they gave us the additional capital we need. And beyond that, we are also participating in a couple entrepreneurial competitions in Chicago.
Excellent.
And hoping to raise some extra capital.
Excellent. Without giving too much of your precious equity away, we hope.
Yeah.
Excellent. So I'm curious, I wanted to circle back to the product again. Loose teas, I think you described this a little bit, but for our listeners, we can think of this as the tea you put in one of those balls. There's a word for this. I'm forgetting what it is. What is
it?
A tea strainer. Tea strainer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you package them, and can a user kind of mix their own mixes, or do you guys actually buy teas from around the world and then mix them? You pre-mix the flavors. I mean, which or both?
Well, yes, the teas are derived from all over the world: China, India, Egypt, South Africa, and Brazil.
Yeah.
And the types of blends that I think you're talking about are really what separate us from our competition. Many of our teas are blended with real pieces of fruit and flour, and that really creates a nice flavor that's authentic and genuine.
So in other words, beyond the tea leaves themselves in a strainer, let's say, as you're making in a mix, you've actually got pieces of fruit, non-tea flavoring items that are natural. Do I have that right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yes.
That's cool.
Many people are intimidated with the brewing process, but it's really quite simple. Actually, I believe it's... all you really need is a infuser or a paper filter. And in the infuser, you have a little steel strainer and a teapot device. And you put about a teaspoon of tea. Actually, the name teaspoon is derived from the perfect amount of tea that you need to brew a cup.
Wow.
And you put a teaspoon of tea in the strainer and just put hot water over it. And depending on the type of tea, you let it steep between 2 and 5 minutes, and you're good to go. So yeah, it's pretty easy, and we also are coming out with this new product in about a week, where the customer will actually be able to put the leaves in this clear thermos, and it has an infuser at the top. And what that does is it allows you to see the leaves revealing all their colors and flowing throughout your thermos, and you kind of see the leaves transform and turn it into the tea.
Yeah.
And you're able to drink it and take it along with you.
It's transparency for tea. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. We're visiting with Jordan Scherer. He's the co-founder, owner of Wiseman Tea, Chicago-based Wiseman Tea Company. That website is www.wisemantea.com, just like it sounds. The word wise, M-A-N-T-E-A. Is there such thing as a bad tea? I read your tagline. By the way, folks, the tagline is "Life's too short to drink bad tea." So I had to ask, what is bad tea?
Bad tea, in our opinion, is these teas that are bitter, or if you find your mouth dry or dehydrated after drinking a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Many people don't realize that that's a sign that the tea is spoiled. It's gone beyond the date that its freshness.
Wow.
And many bagged tea companies, the tea actually looks like powder. It looks like dust, like fanning. And this is the lowest quality grade of tea.
Okay.
So with loose leaf tea, you can actually see the whole tea leaf, and the nutritional content is significantly higher, and the flavor notes are much more pronounced. And so it kind of relates back to our quest to find the highest quality teas. We went on this pursuit. We started with the lower levels, and we started kind of getting introduced to the loose teas and then the higher quality loose teas. And finally, we decided upon a tea that has significant quality standards and is European organic and very fresh and no preservatives, no additives, and authentic. You get what you pay for.
Jordan, as you know, and many of my listeners know, the most difficult part of any business endeavor, and particularly in the food area, is the packaging and distribution piece. How have you approached the matter of distribution and sales with Wiseman Tea?
Well, we distribute currently to some cafes and health stores in Chicago. Many of these cafes were still using bagged teas, and with the exposure of loose leaf tea, people were demanding higher quality tea. And so many cafes were eager to pick up higher quality tea, and their customers responded. Many of these cafes saw 300% increases in their profits since last winter, the main tea season.
It's a great testament to your product.
Yes. Really, it's whole different type of experience than people are really used to with tea, and the response has been phenomenal.
What percentage of your sales are coming online, if any? Is that a place that you're seeing some traction yet?
Well, we launched the site this past December.
Yeah.
So it's been up for about a month.
Yeah.
And the sales really are just coming through word of mouth and exposure thus far, but
yeah.
It has really increased this month, and one of the reasons we've seen a good increase is we've really been trying to mobilize the internet. We've been using blogs and social networking to try and build awareness of our brand and our product, and one of the more underutilized areas is the blogs. I mean, many of these health blogs have a significant following, and there's blogs of all types of different areas and industries.
Yeah.
And many people don't realize the sincere advantage that you can get by sending these bloggers some of your products and featuring it, and many of them do promotions or a discount specifically for their readers. And what that does is it helps you build that trust of the brand through that intermediary, through that blogger.
I love that, using the blogger as an intermediary, sending them product, paying for it in barter, basically, and getting the PR that you need without really using the valuable cash that you need in the early stage of a startup. It's great stuff. Jordan, we'll have to leave it there for this session. We've been visiting with Jordan Scherer. You guys are still, you're in college. Where are you going to school in Chicago?
We go to DePaul University.
Both students at DePaul University. Their company is Wiseman Tea, just like it sounds. It's the website, of course, one and the same, www.wisemantea.com. We wish you the best. We'll follow your story as you guys grow. I know it's going to be a good ride for you. And thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much, David.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.